Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We're taking a look at some polling. The National Post show Barack Obama ahead of John McCain anywhere from 5 to 13 points.
Those polls have consistently shown me much further behind than we actually are. It all depends on the voter turnout model. And everybody gets bored, except for us junkies, about the process. Not, we're doing fine. We are closed in the last week. If we continue this closure next week, you're going to be up very, very late on election night.
Presidential candidate John McCain and his running mate, Sarah Palin, are hoping especially to turn things around in Pennsylvania, despite Obama's double-digit lead there. Chris Borick joins us now for more. Chris is the director of the Institute of Public Policy at Muhlenberg College and also runs tracking polls for the state of Pennsylvania. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So is it over in Pennsylvania? We see that Barack Obama has about a 12-point lead in the polls.
Well, that's the great question right now. I don't know if it's over, but it sure looks daunting from the perspective of the McCain campaign. That 12-point lead that you mentioned has been fairly consistent in almost all the polls, anywhere from 9 to 13 points over the last 2 weeks. So the McCain camp considers Pennsylvania a key state. They're still putting a lot of time and money into here, and they keep saying that they're seeing something that the pollsters aren't seeing, but right now it's eluding me, whatever that is.
Now, Pennsylvania is an interesting state because there are very distinct counties, right? There are counties that are just straight Republican and straight Democrat. So how do you know that your polling is truly reflective of this mix?
Well, you look at the end in terms of both the demographic and the geographic mix of your sample. I mean, any poll is only as good as how much the sample looks like the voting population itself. So our sample, when we break it down at the end of any cycle, ends up being very reflective of both the geographic mix and the demographic mix. So in terms of how much it looks like voters, it's a pretty good fit. The one thing I will say, and I agree with Senator McCain's comment in the lead-in, was about likely voter models. It that almost all pollsters have to figure out a way to deduce likely voters. How do we know if a person's actually gonna vote? And so it's, I think, one of the keys this year to the poll's successes is going to be, as McCain mentioned, how good those likely voter models are.
But how do I know that when I'm looking at the results of a poll? How can I trust that they are credible?
Well, that's the thing. You have to look. There's a couple ways to deduce credibility. First, look at the track record of the poll. How's it performed in the past? Has it been able to predict elections accurately over time? But also look at the questions yourself, if you can have a chance to see how they looked at the likely voter model. If you just ask someone just one simple question, you know, call anybody's any household and say, are you likely to vote? Well, mm-hmm. You're going to get a vast overstatement. Because individuals, there's a social desirability, right? Everybody, we train since we're young to say, oh, sure, I'm going
to
vote.
We're going to have to leave it there, Chris. We're going to look at those polls. We're going to look at those questions closely. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Chris Borick is the director of the Institute of Public Policy at Muhlenberg College in Allentown, Pennsylvania.